Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello again. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am so excited to bring you another episode of this podcast. It is heating up, y'all. The season is winding down, but the podcast is heating up. So we're into season 2, episode 12, Little Engines That Could Not. Wow, ladies. Ladies! Let's have a chat for a second. We all know that we've all had those sexual experiences where we wanted it to be everything and it was nothing. That's when I say little engines that could not. So in this episode, Jaylana is on a shopping trip with two of her girlfriends, Keisha and Sheree. And they both are kind of, well, they all are kind of recalling some experiences, recent and past. So I'm hoping that you enjoy it. And I know that you will. But let's get some pleasantries out of the way first. I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in everywhere that you are. In the United States, in Australia, in India, in Norway, Canada, and but thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate the fact that you are tuning in and listening, and I hope that you're enjoying it and being entertained, because that's what I'm here for, to entertain you. I also want to say a huge thank you for those who have been supporting me by way of my book and my audiobook and my ebook. Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. The audiobook, the first month, I sold 84 copies of the audiobook. So 84 people went out to the Audible app, they downloaded it, and they listened. So I want to thank you guys for that support. That has been overwhelming and amazing for me for the first month out the gate. Imagine what's going to happen when we continue to advertise for this. Wow, I am just blown away. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. The audio book can be found on the Audible app, and my book is everywhere books are sold. So you just type in Getting Back to Happy, the number 2, The Chronicles of Tabby, and my book will come up in the search engine. But again, it's everywhere books are sold. So Barnes & Noble, Amazon, everywhere that books are sold. So Amazon Bangkok, you know, Amazon Sweden, my books are there. So if you want some erotica in your life, go ahead and check that out. And also, follow me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette. And on Facebook on my author page, Jaylana Stivette, the author. And my other page, Jaylana Stivette. I'm also on Twitter at Jay Stevette. And then you can follow updates on my website at www.jaylanastevette.com. Now, those have been your church announcements. So let's get right into the meat and potatoes, the podcast. So right after a message from our sponsor, we'll get right into it. Without further ado, season 2, episode 12, Little Engines That Could Not Meow. After my fantastic night with Phoenix McIntosh, I woke up with a smile. That was an amazing experience. Phoenix had done what he had set out to do, and I had no complaints about it. I'm sure that Boo Boo Kitty shared my sentiment. As I thought about that, I received a text message. It was Phoenix. Ooh, I had a good time last night, and I really enjoyed you. Would love that opportunity again real soon. Woo! Well, I have a trip coming up in the next few days I need to prepare for. Perhaps I can hit you back when I get back. Woo! Okay, that's fine. Maybe if you have some time before the trip, I would love to spend time with you. Woo! Maybe. I just have some major deadlines with my writing. You get it. Ooh. I actually do. But if you need a break, let me know. I smiled and hearted his message. I then went about my day to get it handled. I knew I had a trip with two of my favorite girls coming up, and one thing was necessary, vital even. I needed to go shopping. So I asked my girls, Sheree and Keisha, to come along and help a sister out. Keisha was one of my favorite shopping buddies. She had an eye for the things that look good in two places, on top of your head and on your back. Being a stylist, Keisha naturally had an idea of what worked for a person's look, and she enjoyed putting them together. I said, have you considered adding personal stylists to your resume, dear? Only for you, girl. But seriously? Yeah. I say go for it. Yeah. I agree with Jay. Y'all like this top? No. Put that down. What's wrong with the Keisha? What's right with the Sheree? Well, I like it. Well, if you like it, then I love it. Go get it. Well, okay then. Girl, stick to what you do best, that bomb-ass shop of yours. You know sage, you know crystals, but you don't know fashion. I look at the ladies and say, how about you agree to disagree? The two of you have different fashion tastes. Both of you do you. And Sheree and Keisha was right about something. Your shop is pretty bomb ass. Keisha said, pretty dope if I must say so. Sheree, and to add plants to the store was freaking genius. Nobody does it like you, girl. I agree, Keisha. And just like that, we all decided to rock our own style, which Sheree's was fabulous, by the way. With great shopping and great girlfriends, having great food ended up being the icing on the cake, especially since we had great conversation and drinks while doing so. I said, so Sheree, how was Cleveland? Ah, Cleveland. Cleveland? Is that his nickname?
Is he short, dark skin with a big nose? No to all of that, Keisha. Cleveland is actually named after the city.
Not that I really care to ask him after our encounter.
So you know there is a show about a black man named Cleveland.
Does he look like that, Sheree?
Keisha, girl, no. Cleveland is fine. But that's about it. He's young, immature, and sex-crazed. Keisha said, well, those could be good things. Agreed, Keisha. You know me, Jelana. Well, I don't do young and immature, damn it. And I should have stuck to my instinct this time. I said, this time? Keisha said, yeah, Sheree, this time? Bitch, do you need a moment to free yourself?
Why, yes, Keisha, I do.
I need to be free. Let me ask you ladies a question. Have you ever had sex with a person and the scenario made you feel freakishly awkward?
Meaning?
Well, Jay, just an experience, any experience, where it didn't meet up to your expectations. Keisha said, you mean sexually, Sheree? Yes, Keisha, that there. He was young and he was very persistent. He flirted a lot, talked a big sex game, and then nothing. Keisha said, oh yeah, I've had that happen. I hate that shit. What about you, Jay? You mean little engines that could not?
Oh, absolutely.
I like how you put that, Jay. Little engines that could not. Jay, that kind of described the experience. Keisha said, well, girl, tell us what happened so we can all know. Ironically, Sheree met Cleveland at a Cleveland Browns playoff game at a mutual friend's house. When they kept calling him Cleveland, she just assumed he was a fan. Plus, she hardly paid any attention because he was considered out of her age range. Her dating age range, that is. But after consistent flirting, Sheree, being in overall positive mood, agreed to play his game. She said, we exchanged numbers, and immediately I regretted the exchange. Our conversations were short and ebonic, mostly through text, and every exchange usually ended in him hinting to wanting some ass. This went on for a while, and then finally I stopped talking to him. Then his young ass sent me a meme requesting I show him my tits. Oh my goodness. You know, I scoffed at first. Then after a few glasses of wine, I responded to his text. I figure, hey, why not? I was bored, nothing to do. He responded immediately by hearting my message. He asked me if he could come over. My drunk ass said yes. When he got to my house, he tried to be all cool and shit. We smoked a joint and we kissed. I said, a joint? We still smoking those? Yes, bitch. Some of us haven't moved to Bahama Mama-sized marijuana sticks. This is my story. Let me finish. So, we started kissing, which is fine. It actually was nice. We then started touching each other in places that, you know, get real hot in, you know. He started rubbing on me, I started rubbing on him, and things were getting pretty hot. He started talking all this shit about what he was going to do to me, you know, and that was kind of a turn on. We took our clothes off. He reached for my breast. I touched his penis and began to stroke. And then 5 strokes later, his young ass came. I said, wow. So no penetration or anything? Nope. Keisha said, so his penis actually never got to make the acquaintance of your vagina? Keisha, girl, his penis was too excited to even introduce itself. What the fuck was that? I said, talk about a little engine that couldn't. That was more like a Johnny come quickly, not a little engine that could not. Sheree, although he is a freak of nature, I say try one more time. Perhaps he was just excited. I don't like the dude enough to even text him ever again. He had one shot to shoot, and he blew it. I agree, Sheree. Men are lucky to get that. I get so frustrated wasting a fuck on an engine that could not. Hear, hear, Jay. I've had that happen a time or two. Keisha, I'm telling you, honey, that frustration from that type of experience could not and will not make me want to do it. You know what it'll make me want to do? It'll make me want to call someone else to finish the job. Keisha said, ah, the famous doubleheader. Doubleheader? Yes, Sheree, you know, 2 dicks in one night. Wait, what? Oh, I don't judge because I'm pretty Polly. But you're saying both dicks in one night? Like a threesome? Or a train? No. I like to think of a doubleheader as a rarity. Like in case of emergency, break glass kind of thing. Keisha said, in case of emergency, break glass. Emergency penis in a glass. My bitch, you on to something. That frustration from a could not makes you not want to do it. You know what I mean? Makes you want to call someone else to finish the job. Keisha said, ah, the famous doubleheader. Doubleheader? You know, Sheree, 2 dicks in one night. Wait, what? Okay, I don't judge because I'm pretty Polly. But you're saying both dicks in one night? Like a threesome? Or a train? No, I like to think of a doubleheader as a rarity. Like a, in case of emergency, break glass kind of thing. Keisha said, in case of emergency, break glass. Emergency penis in a glass. My bitch, you on to something. Ladies, I'm not entertaining this. Back to the could nots. I need y'all to stay focused. I look at Keisha and say, shall I take this one or shall you? Keisha said, since me and Ramon are making this black love thing work, I'ma try to forget about my past lovers. So I'm rejuvenating my vagina, my vajayjay. Bitch, what? I look at her with an inquisitive look. Because the last I checked, she was having extracurricular activities with Romeo. But since she's my oldest girlfriend, I smile. One rule in the girlfriend game is to never, I mean never, put a girlfriend's personal business out there in front of another. Keisha says, You heard me. I'm ridding my spirit of past toxic lovers. Sheree said, I get it.
Good for you.
Don't carry around that baggage from past lovers. It's so unnecessary and damaging to what you have going on.
See, now you're talking. You're talking, Sheree.
Ramon and I have had some bumps in the road, but we both decided it was worth it for us to give it a try. And on that note, Jay, take it away. I smiled. I knew Keisha and I would have a private chat in the very near future. I looked at both of my girls and smiled and said, I believe that I have the ultimate little engine that could not story. And this motherfucking story is bittersweet and comes full circle. Believe that I have the ultimate little engine that could not story. And this motherfucker is bittersweet and comes full circle. Keisha said, well, all right with it. Get on with the little engine that could not. Okay, here goes. So, I met Raheem as a fan of one of my social media stories. Raheem hit my DM begging to capture me on film. He offered a free photo shoot, and I thought to myself, take a number, buddy. Raheem was not too much to look at. He was light-skinned with freckles, and he was funny built, like oddly built, like a man with an overweight issue that was struggling. Keisha said, struggling? You know, odd shape and fat build up in weird places. I thought perhaps he was just, as he said he was, a goofy photographer. Well, after he offered his services, he found a location. I was cool with that. He then asked me out for something intimate, if you know what I mean. A massage, a jacuzzi, a hotel. Bitch, what? Keisha, girl, yes. Although he was not my type at all, I decided to see what was up with this guy. I looked on his page and saw that he was in a relationship. I respectfully declined, but he still pursued me. Girl, what kind of shit is that? I know, Sheree.
I know, right?
Just disrespectful. He kept asking me out, asking me to send him pics and all kinds of stuff. Then, when I mentioned his girlfriend, he would get offended. The crazy thing is, he would go back and forth, pretending to offer photography services, then ending the conversation asking to eat my pussy. So anywho, shortly after begging, he gets engaged. I see this on social media. He then comes back to me on business again. He gets offended, has the audacity to get offended when I ask him if he's sure that it's legit. If I ask him if he's sure if it's legit. Raheem then asks if he's only had one drunken night in which he went too far. Meanwhile, I'm scrolling through various text messages and DMs through the weeks and months where he was begging to see, touch, and taste my pussy. He then decided he no longer wanted to do business with me, and I was okay with that. Well, not even a week later, I attended an event, and guess who was there with his fiance? Bitch, wait a minute. You fuck that nigga? Keisha, bitch, not only is this a vault fuck conversation, but he was also a little engine that definitely could not. Sheree said, "Okay, I'm confused." "Don't worry, Sheree. By the time I'm done, all things will be clear." You see, when we got there, Keisha just happened to know his fiance. I told y'all before that this Midwest town was way, way, way too small. Raheem looked like he had seen a ghost, or that he was going to be sick. I'm really not sure. The funny thing was that his fiance was enamored by me. She wanted to be around me the whole night. He watched us as we conversated, like looking like a stuffed light-skinned freckle-faced pig. Yeah, girl, she definitely telling the truth about that. But get to the juicy stuff, Jay. What happened? Okay, Keisha, ask and you shall receive. But juicy stuff, this is a little light-skinned engine that could not, remember? See, that was the other thing. I was not into light-skinned brothers. The universe was screaming, "Don't do it!" So let's fast forward to a very horny night with not much to do. I had drunk a bottle of wine and was high as hell, and Boo Boo Kitty would not shut the fuck up about having a real-life penis inside her. Raheem had recently announced a very public social media breakup, so I figured he had needs as well. I noticed he was active, so I liked one of his posts. He immediately entered my DM with his light-skinned, funny-built ass. We talked and had a few pleasantries and realized we were both on the same side of town. How convenient. He also promised to bring me more wine, which I knew I would need to digest fucking his funny-built light-skinned ass. So I played around, along. Raheem bought his thirsty ass over, and as I opened the door, I immediately regretted the decision I made earlier, not only to engage in conversation, but to slip his ass my addy. True to his word, he bought a bottle of wine. Something cheap, but since I was one bottle in, I figured what the hell. I invited him up to my room. Hell, I was already comfortable and didn't get myself dolled up one bit for the experience, bonnet and all. He was lucky he was even there. We had small talk while we drank that cheap-ass wine and smoked my weed. After the first bottle was empty, he made his move.
"So, Ramadan is coming up in the week, and I gotta fast from all things, including drinking and sex."
I thought to myself, "And?" But it was late, and I didn't want to be rude. So I said, "And how does this involve me exactly?"
"Well, to be honest, it doesn't. But it sure would be nice to have sex before I start fasting."
Again, how does this involve me?
"I just think you're so sexy."
And there you have it. That's why he was here. He saw me as a beautiful, sexy challenge of something he knows is normally way, 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 way out of his league. I said, "Take a number on that one." I then drank some more and decided if I didn't do this now, I was going to throw up on him later. I looked at his funny-built, light-skinned, frog-faced ass and thought, "Shit, I could throw up on him now." I cursed Boo Boo Kitty for allowing this shit to go down. Raheem slivered between my legs. He pulled my panties down and buried his face between my legs. Not bad, I thought. Not good, but not bad. 3 minutes later,
He was finished, and he positioned himself next to my shoulders as if he was expecting me to put his dick in my mouth. It was a good way for me to see what he was working with. I reached out to touch, and it was skinny and small. I was very disappointed, and there was no way I was putting that in my mouth. I stroked the little skinny engine that couldn't until it got a little longer and was ready to be inside me. I turned over and watched him pull a Magnum condom out of his sweatpants. Ain't that a bitch? A Magnum. I was wondering if they made those in smaller sizes now. I tried to focus by letting him enter me from behind. Oh, I felt nothing. Not a damn thing. Now let me pause here. Now, when I say I felt nothing, not a damn thing, that's very, very significant because Boo Boo Kitty is a tiny vajayjay. Boo Boo Kitty, although there have been children from her owner, Boo Boo Kitty has never had a baby busted wide open. So Boo Boo Kitty is small, petite, tight, and right. But back to the story. So, the whole time we were fucking, I was thinking, this was fucking ridiculous, and I knew that this shit would happen. I knew he would be a fucking time waster, and that's why I didn't want to fuck him in the first place. Little Raheem pumped away. I shook my head as he pumped. Little Raheem kept pumping. The little engine kept pumping. Notice I didn't say stroke. I let out a giggle. Raheem pumped some more. Next thing I know, my giggle turned into full-blown laughter. Raheem was pumping. Yeah, man, that's good. And I was like, I tried to contain myself. And I didn't want to insult this little engine fully. So he couldn't hear me. So it was one of those laughs, one of those silent ones, like, he pumped.
Ooh, babe. Yeah.
And I laughed. He pumped, and I laughed. But I got the best laugh for the next few minutes my life could contain. As he pumped away feverishly, I laughed. I wanted to slap the bed because I was so amused, but I didn't want him to take that as if he was tearing his pussy up. So he pumped and I laughed, and he pumped and I laughed, and that made it all worth it. Plus, we had a great story. This made a great story for you guys. Keisha and Sheree agreed. I said, and that's why I'm very selective about who enters Boo Boo Kitty. Keisha said, you and that damn Boo Boo Kitty. But I hear you. We all gotta be careful in these streets. And on that note, my own kitty has to be managed too. But right now, my store needs managed, so I need to be tending to that. It's been nice, ladies.
We both hug Sheree, and she heads back to her store in the mall. Keisha and I spend the rest of our time picking out outfits and planning our next time together. After all, I had to know how things ended up with her and Romeo. But for now, I had to get ready for an incredible spa weekend.